Come aboard, friends. Your United States Navy is having a hoedown, and you're all welcome. This is Hal Durham, and you've just joined Navy Hoedown. Your United States Navy and Naval Reserve has a quarter hour of your favorite country and western music with special in-person appearances by the world's most popular country and western stars. The gangplank is down, the boarding rails open, and here comes our guest now. It's Dave Dudley with the Roadrunners. Dave, you're so busy traveling all over. How come you stopped off here for a spell with us?
Well, does that seem strange?
Well, no,
Odd?
Well, not really.
Think I'm crazy?
Well, let's just say you're having one of your spells.
See, it ain't no easy run, you know.
Well, I kind of thought that was it.
I was sitting in a terminal waiting for my load when a greenhorn driver came in off of the road. I heard him tell that foreman, get my little pink slip. This run's too tough and I'm gonna quit. Now the foreman that day happened to be old Joe. Man, he was older than time. He said, son, how long you been driving this rig? You know I drove all shape, form, fashion, and kind. Here you are worried about this one little trip. Why, I drove a million miles and then some. He looked at Greenhorn right in the eye and said, boy, there ain't no easy run. I drove four roadways, interstate and Boutwell and Great Lakes. Overnight and time, Mayflower and Freightline, Spectre and Yellow Transit, Western Gillette, Red Ball Rider, Northwestern, Big CF and Beaver and Bell, Hoover and McLeese, Gateway and Motor Freight and Transport and Vikings, Dixie, Ohio, Trans-American, son. East Texas, Mason, Dixon, Watkins, and Transcon, Associates. Got all that driving done. And I tell you, boy, there ain't no easy run. Now, you got a gal in Texas, they send you out to Maine. You got a gal in Minnesota, they send you out to Blaine. I know what your problem is. You got woman trouble, son. Well, like I said, there ain't no easy run. I drove for Navajo and Brady, Bruce and D.C., North American Allied, Chicago Motor Freight and Pie, BMAC and Curtis, Eastern NMX, there's Garrett and Ace, and Petrol and ETM up Neptune, Heron and Briggs and Sealand, Dudley and Dorsey and Deacons and Cunningham, Cooper, McRory and Jones American too, Acme and Central, Standard and Boston, Souvenir, Nine and Buckingham, got all that driving done, and I tell you, boy, there ain't no easy run. Been uphill and downhill, sideways and chills and spills and thrills. I have had Atlas, Atlanta, and I have had the Hollywood Freeway on a Friday afternoon. That'll do something to you folks, and it'll kind of make your nerves a little nervous. Like I said, folks, there ain't no easy run, boys. There ain't no easy run.
Like Dave Dudley says, it ain't no easy run, but you can take it easy for a while now because Dave's going to be here to tell us a few more things. And me, too. Just listen to this. Nuclear propulsion, the future way to travel. That's the way the Navy thinks, and that's why the Navy is going nuclear-powered. All the way from carriers to cruisers to destroyers and submarines. That's also why the Navy needs men. Men who are intelligent, alert, educated, and well-motivated. Men to operate these complex, sophisticated nuclear power plants. Right now, the Navy is looking for high-quality high school graduates or men with junior college credits to join the early pioneers in the enlisted nuclear submarine training program. The Navy will teach you all you need to know about nuclear power. And if nuclear power is the future way to travel for the Navy, then it should be your way, too. See your Navy recruiter today for all the details on enlisted nuclear submarine training. If you're going to be something, why not be something special? Hey, Dave, you've got your boots on the wrong feet.
Well, they're the only feet I got, Hal.
Hurry up and sing, Dave.
You mean step on it?
Well, all of my life I've been a-trying to save to get a pair of cowboy boots. 16 years of my life I gave to get a pair of cowboy boots. I want to go where the money is free. Hollywood keeps a call. all in me. Oh, what a great big star I'll be. In a pair of cowboy boots, I'm gonna get on a TV show. In a pair of cowboy boots, I'm gonna ride in a rodeo. In a pair of cowboy boots, I'm gonna go where the bad men lurk. Get me a job and go to work. Giving lessons to Wyatt Earp in a dirty shirt. And a pair of cowboy boots. Oh, give me a home where the swimming pools roam. Where the money grows on trees. The gals all wanna be squeezed. I'll get there if I have to crawl. In a pair of cowboy boots. Get in the movies and that ain't all. In a pair of cowboy boots. I'm gonna get me a leather vest. A gun on my hip, a star on my chest. I'll be the terror of the Golden West. In a pair of cowboy boots. Oh, give me a home where the swimming pools roam. Where the money grows on trees. And the gals all wanna be squeezed. I'll get there if I have to crawl. In a pair of cowboy boots. Get in the movies and that ain't all. In a pair of cowboy boots, I'm gonna get me a leather vest, a gun on my hip and a star on my chest. I'll be the terror of the Golden West. In a pair of cowboy boots, in a pair of cowboy boots, in a pair of cowboy boots.
Say, Dave, what do they call those moving pictures you made?
I heard some refer them as a lot of nerve.
How did you ever get started in pictures anyway?
I was discovered, actually, in a drugstore in Stevens Point. In the darkroom there, exposing some film. Or overexposing it, I believe it was.
What kind of shots are you going to get with overexposed film?
Some terrific nude pictures, I can tell you.
I heard you were fooling around in the drugstore, but I didn't know anything ever developed from it.
I noticed I was getting a negative attitude, so I decided I should be inside the studio. Perhaps acting.
Regular acting in front of a camera?
Well, I tried it behind the camera, but that didn't pan out for me either. But, you know, that's a dangerous work, you know. If you don't do your part perfectly, the director says, shoot him again.
Listen, get the roadrunners up here to do a scene for us, will you?
Hear that, gang? Action.
Doing Sugarfoot Rag. They're going to do something else as soon as I do this. For high school graduates, here's the career of the future. Nuclear propulsion. That's the field for a young man going places. And in the Navy's nuclear submarine fleet, you'll always be on the go. You'll be a pioneer, a voyager, a discoverer, because nuclear propulsion is so young, but with so much potential, just like you. Grow up together. Find out about the Navy's enlisted nuclear submarine training. Your Navy recruiter can tell you. See him today. If you're going to be something, why not be something special? Hey, let's get Dave up here to do a little trucker's prayer at us.
one more favor.
Before my life is spent, please, Lord, this once,
before I turn to dust, let me run the wheels, plumb up a Greyhound bus.
You know, I've been running these highways, this old bridge, for a long, long time. And I have been humiliated by them dang buses till it's a crime. Why, even when I'm empty, getting all she's got, I... They blow them air horns, flash them lights, and just fly on by. Now, if I had me a rig that'd do about 100 under a great big load, well, I'd wind her up tight and I'd blow me one of them gray dogs plumb off the road. So, Lord, before my last run to the foot of them mighty golden stairs, I sure do hope there'll be an answer to this poor old trucker's prayers. But thank you, Lord, for all the miles without an accident. But I really do want to ask just one more favor before my life is spent. Please, Lord, this once,
before I turn to dust, let me run the wheels, plumb up a Greyhound bus.
There's Dave and Trucker's Prayer, and I guess we'd better be taking off, Dave.
Don't you want to hear about my early days in pictures?
We don't have time now,
well,
Dave.
It won't take long. The parts are awfully small.
Those are bit parts, aren't they?
No. They have horses to play the bit parts.
This has been Navy Hoedown, friends, with our in-person star, Dave Dudley with the Roadrunners. This quarter hour of country and western favorites is presented through the cooperation of this radio station as a public service feature. Watch for us next time around, neighbors. Until then, this is your host, Hal Durham, reminding you, if you're going to be something, why not be something special?